The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Friday morning, that's the 4th of September 2020. We're here till 10 a.m. and then we'll be rolling out the barrels of fun at 9.35 tonight for the first Late Late Show of the season. So big day for us, very excited about that. It's 4 minutes past nine though now. What have we got for you today? Well, the text number is open for business on 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie as you've been doing about everything we've been talking about. An eclectic week for us in terms of what we've been talking about. An awful lot of love for Kelly Stewart Harcourt, who is James Stewart's daughter, who joined us on the radio yesterday. And I think the feeling was everyone needed to hear something that had nothing to do with COVID and simply wanted to hear about a good person and a kind person and just a kind, good story. So I'll give you some response to that a little later on. And I'm delighted to say that the housekeeper that worked for the Stewarts for so long, Anne Coyle, is alive, well and hearty, and her family have been in touch and she listens to the programme. I'll say good morning to her, and delighted to hear that you're so well and that you got wind of what we were talking about yesterday. It's really lovely. I just thought it completed that whole circle beautifully. So we'll get to that a little later on. Now, the business with the pubs and that I heard Adrian Cummins was very good on the Morning Ireland this morning talking about, have they not enough to be doing? That I have to say, you know, just I don't know how long it's going to last. This proposal before they shelve it and say, no, look, we've other they're bigger fish to fry, rather than having to serve the fish out and then have to contact trace it for 2 weeks and give them more paperwork. They have enough going on their plate if they can, you know, you get the point. I just think it's too much now. Leave it alone now and just let them keep going. Their nerves are gone. The restaurateurs, the catering business, they're out the door. The pubs want to come back. I thought that those Monaghan guys last night on the news, you could see there was four people who were, I think, probably represented an awful lot of bar owners and pub owners around the country who are just at the end of their tether. And they wheeled in their poster and said, look, lads, we are in trouble. Like, we are financially in trouble. Socially, it's going to be problematic and all. And yet you see the medical advice. They're only doing what they think is best for us. They're not trying to get you, but it's a very hard circle to complete in some ways. But I thought Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, who was giving a press conference, it seems outside, and then one of his people appeared to call the four men in and said, "Look, I'll talk to you." I thought that was a good thing. Rather than run away, give them the dignity of a bit of your time. And see what's the problem and hear it from the cold face rather than hear it from expert groups or, you know, sometimes you got to get in there and get your hands dirty and understand what's happening. So it's a tricky time. But I think giving them all this paperwork of 2 miles, lads, now, come on, let's not be getting too crazy about it. Now, I'm glad to say that Dr. Ronan Glynn will be joining us on the Late Late Show tonight. And one of the reasons I love being on the radio program in the morning is that you can say, oh, yeah, are there questions that you'd like me to ask him that are really on your mind about what's happening that you feel you'd love a bit of clarity? And that's what we're going to do tonight. He's a very nice man. He's very smart and he cares a great deal about the country and what he's doing. So he's going to come on and talk about where it's all going and what's happening at the moment. And just really, I suppose, to remind us of the message that we need to be told again, just to, so we don't lose the plot. So I think it's good that that's happening tonight. Now, thanks to all the lovely people who sent in glasses holders, you know, for my glasses, my spectacles. I keep getting these big boxes to hold them in, and I needed the soft ones so I can put them in my pocket. So thank you to James O'Connell and to who else? Karen Young and to the great Godfrey Graham, a gentleman. Thank you, Godfrey. And to Susan as well, from her local pharmacy. She sorted that out. And also to Nicola Kennedy, an optometrist. So they all sent in. And do you know what? They all sent in one or two. And I'll use them all because now they'll have homes. They're just sitting around different parts of the house that I think I might need the most, like radios. They're everywhere. Also thanks to Sharon Green, who's the editor of Archaeology Ireland magazine. I haven't received a copy of that before, but I got one in the post because we were talking about archaeology last week. And some of my weekend will be spent looking at Archaeology Magazine Ireland because it looks really... She reckons that maybe we can tempt you over to the archaeological side a bit more. Okay, well, I'm very keen to look at your magazine, so thank you, because I know Irish History Ireland magazine is one of my favourites, but Archaeology Ireland, it's a lovely production, by the way, so I will get stuck into that once we get our show sorted tonight, so thank you. Very, very thoughtful. They're developing a Guinness Quarter up near the Guinness James Gate and everything, which will include space for housing and offices and shops and businesses. It makes a great sense to me to do that because it's a vast area. I didn't know that it was 12 acres, which to me seems an enormous amount of land, but they're going to do it. So congratulations to Sean Mulryan. He's the property development company man behind Ballymore, who was chosen by Diageo to develop 12 acres in central Dublin for all of this. And he beat off competition from a US multinational and a London-based company, which is good because it's if you're going to go Irish, shop local, that's I think that's even better. And he has form in developing areas, so good luck to him and his people making that work. It's going to be Dublin's first zero-carbon district, which means existing buildings will be reused while the possibility of renewable energy installation will be examined. So that's a nice development in every sense, and people will get work out of that and employment and fill up the pay packet. So I'm happy about that. The Irish Times tweeted yesterday, Dublin Airport reported dullest summer on record this year, to which Christine Bowen, deputy editor of the journal.ie, responded, we are all Dublin Airport. Well said, Christine. Good observation. And Tim Kerry, who's a historian and author of Croke Park, A History, and Mountjoy, The Story of a Prison, Dublin since 1922, etc. He wrote to say, I have decided to adopt three shops or cafes that I think Dublin would be much the worst place if it was without them. And that is the serious risk at the moment. So every week or every 2 weeks, I'm going to go to town and buy something in at least one of them. Hashtag adopt a shop. Hashtag Dublin. Nice thing to do. And to keep the businesses going. Liam Gallagher woke up this morning, right? And he sent a tweet at 5 o'clock this morning. Do you know what the tweet was? Majin wa. Good morning, Oscar Elgin. Oh, why not? And elsewhere, let me look at that email from about Jimmy Stewart while we have. Yeah, we have time to do that. Because just before the end of the show yesterday, we were very happy to get a text from a man called Niall. And I'd been talking, as you might remember, to James Stewart's daughter, Kelly Stewart Harcourt, which we all enjoyed. And we've always heard about the Irish lady who was Jimmy Stewart's housekeeper for over 25 years. That's Anne Coyle from Enniscorthy. So Niall, turns out, is Anne's nephew. And he was listening in and he enjoyed hearing about the man, his auntie was so close to James Stewart. And we got in touch with him. And we just want to say we're very happy to hear that Anne listened to the interview. And actually, Kelly Stewart, James' daughter, called Anne after the interview to reconnect. She's 92, that is to say, Anne. And we wish her very, very well. And Anne, I'm going to give you a quick call after the show to see how you are, because I've heard very good things about you. Peter emailed to say, I wish I could have thanked James Stewart's daughter, Kelly, for the most magnanimous gesture her father made of personally replying to a dear colleague of mine's letter that she wrote to him as a young policewoman starting out in her career. And it was a challenging time for her, and for many years in his later life he maintained a pen pal relationship where he offered such support to her. And I remember as a young man thinking to myself, what an amazing man. Absolutely. I met a woman in the aisles of Super Value yesterday who said to me, I've never seen a James Stewart film, but I heard you this morning and now I'm going to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I said, don't, it's too Christmassy. Watch Rear Window. And there's loads. You've got a whole back catalogue you can get through before you get to December, so it's fine. Fina was on to say, thank you for introducing me to James Stewart's poem for Beau. This is the really beautiful poem about James Stewart's dog. And she said, it was read so beautifully, I found myself in tears listening to it. Our little boy, Dunna, passed away suddenly in his sleep last year. Oh, and that poem made me think so much of him. A year on, I've been thinking a lot about my need to write a poem about him and my thoughts and my feelings surrounding his life and death. I haven't written a poem since primary school and I don't feel I have the skills to do that right now. But now if I want to think of him, I can read or listen to that beautiful poem. I listened to your show while out walking our baby girl, who was 14 weeks old, and she has brought so much joy and hope to our lives. And maybe someday I'll write a poem for her and her big brother, whom she never got to meet. Thank you, Fina. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about Donna, and I'm so happy to hear about your little girl. And I'm glad that you got a little strength from that beautiful poem. You never know when you're playing something like that, the impact it'll have, or what ears the beauty will sail into, and the impact that'll have as it did on you. So, Fina, I can only send you as much happiness and goodwill through the airwaves as humanly possible. And thank you for your lovely mail this morning. Appreciate it. William was on to say, I was touched by your words about Thiago Cortes today. He's the poor man who was killed off the bike. You said, don't treat people like ghosts. Those words have echoed in my mind all day. I've been living in Ireland for more than 35 years and I'm semi-retired. I've enjoyed a wonderful professional career. I've held senior managerial positions and travelled the world on business. And that all started for me when just one person treated me not as a ghost, but as a human being, a person. It happened when they did more than mumble thank you in a rush. You see, I was a pizza delivery boy in Ireland for many years. I struggled with money and all I wanted was a normal life. And on one of my many deliveries, the lady that opened the door asked me where I was from, how long I was in Ireland, and what I would like to do in the future. And I felt that I existed, that I mattered. And from that point onwards, I put myself through college with great economic hardship. But with a bit of perseverance, I became a senior manager with more than 90 staff under my remit, distributed in three different European centres. I'm convinced that once we are treated with dignity, anything is possible. We all have enormous potential inside us, but sometimes we need a trigger, a kind and genuine person that shows interest in us and makes us realise that we owe to ourselves to grow and develop and give back in the same measure we have been given. So no matter what, we always should treat human beings as people in real flesh. Don't treat people as a ghost. It's so true. It's so important. It's so human. And thank you for your words. Kind regards, William Moraga. It's a very sweet story, because if that woman hadn't answered the door to you with your pizza that day, you mightn't have been, to use your word, triggered to go forward and to elevate yourself. But she did. And you did. And I love that story. So thank you, William. It's really heartening and it puts a smile on the face this morning. Text 51551. More own goals on the restaurant and pub rules, making lists of who had ham and egg and chips with his pints and who had bacon and cabbage. Did they not look outside the bubble of Yesminster and talk to the common man? They have missed a trick there, I think. I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm a retired lady who loves playing cards. Well, there you are. 45, bridge and so on. Great. The clubs are closed and I dread the thought of winter evenings without cards. What do you think of card playing in houses with friends? We are all elderly but healthy. I would love to hear Dr. Glynn's thoughts on this. Well, I didn't think I'd be asking about cards, but it's a fair question. But also you've got to think about the cards. You know, I mean, if we're really getting into it, do you need to be in a bubble to play cards that you're not contaminating each other? Anyway, look, we could overthink this, couldn't we? We do also have to march on. Just wanted to say, can we have nothing? Is there nothing left? No, of course. I just want to say thank you for reading out my email about my friend who is living with an abusive partner. Yeah, thank you for sending it. I know my friend heard your advice to call Women's Aid and hopefully it will really make her think. Well, thank you for sending that in. You know, the Dreams, the Irish Women in Harmony tonight, they'll be singing that. And the donations from that track are all going to Safe Ireland. And I'm really happy about that. So we'll be able to touch on that a little tonight when we talk to some of our friends from Irish Women in Harmony. You may have seen the song performed on YouTube or you may have heard it on the radio. What you haven't seen is Irish Women in Harmony on the Late Late Show tonight. It is going to be really special and really beautiful and meaningful. And we're very grateful to all the artists coming in, because we want them, like Gary Lightbody will be doing when he comes on, to represent all the artists and the singers and the actors and the poets and the dreamers who are just out of sorts at the moment. Just to let them know about that. Look, you still have somewhere to come and to play. And to be seen. So we'll keep that going as much as we humanly can.